Congressman John Dingell. I've got one more question for you, and this was sent to me by a listener. And he said, the next time you speak with a senator or a congressman, please ask them this question. It comes from David Fleischman from Memphis. He says, can you justify why, even if elected for one term, you receive high-quality health care for the rest of your life? And he goes on, he says, please don't insult us by saying these perks are needed to assure we have the best people in Congress. If that bunch is the best we can do, things are worse than I thought.
Well, first of all, I don't justify. I commend David for his comments. The simple fact of the matter is that the humanitarian concern of this is so powerful that it has to be addressed. I introduced the first bill on this in 1956. It was my dad's bill. It's a single-payer bill of very broad character. My dad introduced the first one for Harry Truman, and the only significant changes that are in the bill that my dad first introduced are to remove portions of it, which we have been able to enact over the years that I've served in the Congress. And that, so it has gone from something in excess of 100 pages to something like 50 pages. But we've got more to do. And the comment is right. Members of Congress should not do better than their people do. It should be noted, however, that the Congress has changed it so that members on retirement, new members, no longer get the health care. But a member of Congress gets no advantage that is not available to a federal employee in terms of his retirement benefit.